What's going on, everybody? Thank you for coming to another happy hour of Wine Your Mind. This is your man, Mr. UL, and I'm here with my people.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, AT. Welcome, welcome to happy hour.
You know how it is. It's your boy, P Hat. I'm keeping the name. How y'all doing?
Decided to hold on to
that
it.
That with a purpose, you know what I'm saying?
At least for now.
You know, working on it, though. Working on it.
My get man, my push-ups on.
You know.
Man.
Get my happy push-ups March. On.
Happy March.
It's been like name? March for like 3 weeks.
It just feels like it.
Happy March. We it passed the odds March of for, March.
Oh, St. Patrick's Day came and went.
Yeah.
it's almost over.
Yeah, the week does actually start over and make you feel like it's a new.
Exactly.
Like you want to say the month all over again.
You talking about happy March.
When you like, get to the week.
Happy March.
Happy new week.
I was at work today like, wow, wait a minute. It's March. What, whatever the heck it is. It's almost the end of March.
It is almost the end of March.
This week will be the end of March.
Spring starts tomorrow.
Happy spring.
Does it really?
And it's going to snow if you're on the Northeast. So
I know it's going to snow.
Enjoy your first day of spring covered in some snow. Mm-hmm. You know, if you are drinking with us, we have opened up our new bottle of Gallo Family Vineyards. It is their sweet peach. Y'all.
Gallo.
Happy
when I tell you it tastes like summertime up in this camp, it is amazing.
Summertime on the last day of winter.
We also have another bottle going, which is also Gallo Family. So shout out to Gallo Family. Thank
Appreciate
you for your 9%.
Y'all, Gallo. You know it.
We have their sweet pineapple and their sweet peach. I right now I'm sipping on the sweet pineapple, which I really, really like. It's really good. It's like 9% of deliciousness.
Yes.
I know P Hat is finishing up the peach. What do you think about the peach?
Peach is fine. Tastes like peach. I feel like a lady.
He said you feel like a lady.
Like a lady.
I'm just playing.
In the summertime.
You feel like a lady. P Hat.
He feels classy.
You're trying to keep
it's,
your name, aren't
it's
you?
The peach.
Yeah, you can't. You got to hold on to your name if you're going to hold on to your name.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just drinking like it's a whiskey. No, I'm just playing. I'm joking.
I love
you know,
the wine.
I drink my red and my Moscatos and stuff. I never really get the fruity stuff, but hey, what it is, it is
something
what it is,
new.
You know? I'm okay with it.
It's
you know.
Very enjoyable from an aspect of where you get to just, you know, drink something and chill and relax.
Exactly.
New
and
things.
Have a podcast.
Exactly.
There you go.
You know
Welcome
what I mean?
To Wine Your Mind.
Hey, you know, I don't care if it's fruit. I don't care if it's watermelon flour. I don't care what flavor it is.
Make sure
only
the
thing
right.
I care about
make sure the
is
right.
the number. Right. You know
make
what
sure
I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all know that. Y'all been known that.
These are wonderful 9%. So, as you can tell, we've been having a little bit of fun off air. So
already.
Feel free to join us with some Gallo Family. Sweet peach and sweet pineapple. Both
9%. It is happy hour time. What are y'all doing?
What?
Shout out everybody, man. What's
to,
going on? Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to hit us up.
I've definitely been seeing you all following, so definitely thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't forget to hit us up on our Facebook page. We have a group. It is the Wine Your Mind Happy Hour group. You may find some, we've got some things to discuss this week. We lost Craig Mack.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten a chance to discuss
Here
that.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
I know.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you.
I can remember where I was when that song played, you know?
I can't.
Wow.
Oh, I remember being at parties and jamming.
It just lets me know how much time has gone.
Yes. You
know,
I will tell you, that's how I was on my, I used to make big mixes back in the day, you know, back
man.
When MP3 CDs was the all the jam, you know?
Oh, MP3.
That was definitely it.
When MP3 you were like, I got a burner. Right, I got a burner. I can do it on my own.
My
no, back when we used to burn them little CDs.
When that first came out.
You
it
could tell.
It changed the world, man.
I remember that.
Changed
you can
everything.
Tell in my CD collection when I got a burner.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, legit. Oh,
burn.
Oh,
burn.
Hold on. This
you
ain't nothing but a Shaw.
For the youngins out there,
there
was
tracks.
This thing called Napster.
Ooh,
I can't believe how long ago Napster was.
My
it actually kind of.
Napster
it changed the world.
It was the beginning of everything. The social
that
might have
been
of
the
that.
Cloud.
I remember BearShare.
Which
Bear
one?
BearShare.
Oh, yeah, BearShare.
And Winamax. Yeah. Shout out to my Winamaxers.
Use, after Napster went down, we used to use this one called Kazaa. Like Kazaa.
Oh, I love Kazaa.
K-A-Z-A-A.
Yes.
That
I would
go
to
that
class
we used to use. Uh-huh.
And had 40 songs downloaded by the time I got back from Spanish. It was great.
And then after, then it was like before Kazaa, I went from Napster to this one called iMesh. I don't know if y'all
Ooh,
remember iMesh.
I remember iMesh.
Remember iMesh? You remember
iMesh? I remember iMesh.
Computer geeks.
I know.
The only way that you know about this stuff.
Shout out to my grown and sexy folks who remember
iMesh. Remember
iMesh.
If you in your 30s, you remember iMesh.
Ooh, do Kazaa, you remember your
Bear
first
share.
Download?
My first down, no.
I think it was Freaks of the Industry.
I think it was just normal. I don't even remember what it was.
I think mine was Ray J and Lil' Kim. That was
a
jam.
Wait a minute. Was music. Yes. I don't think I was trying to download files.
Okay.
You couldn't download files. Well, at least when I was coming up, you couldn't download files yet. You couldn't download
files,
music.
But they were trying to do something.
Something new, where, something
you know,
different.
But like I said, the whole sharing of files and, you know, whatever that was.
Oh, I stole so much music.
I don't
think I
was interested in, I think at that time, my only interest was music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Because I had like a 10-in-1 burner at high school.
10-in-1? Yeah, 10-in-1 burner?
That would lose my mind. Yeah, I would have CDs for days.
10-in-1 burner? I would have had a business.
Right?
I'd have burned stuff for everybody.
I did have a business.
I'm not saying I didn't.
Kidding me?
Right, I was just in high school.
I was just helping my others find
P90X,
Yes.
P90X? Dog. Dude. Oh, man, I got a story about that. So, you know, I got the P90X back in the day. Man, I was doing my thing, lost 50 pounds. I was getting it, right? So
I
burnt me a
P90X.
That might have
been selling it to you.
You know?
Don't get found.
Ten and one burner. I'm trying to make y'all put the map,
you know,
the pieces together.
You know, I had a burnt copy of it, you know. I mean, this is a long time ago. So don't sue me. You know, it's a long time ago. We're talking like.
I learned how to make my own, like.
My roommate's girl, like, got a hold of one of my DVDs that I had burnt, you know, for myself. Copied that mess and was selling that crap all over eBay.
You were the supplier and didn't know it. And,
well, yeah, I was like, I want my cut off of
this. Can
you
at least give me some? We don't work like that.
I mean,
you gotta help out who you're helping out.
All over the internet. You know, this is back in the day.
I'm gonna take a sip to that.
You know, the beginning.
I know,
cheers.
A sip to entrepreneurship slash piracy, I guess. Right. I don't know.
Before we knew it was that.
Mm-hmm. But I killed me some P90X, man. Wow. P90X is the truth. I don't care what nobody say. It's the truth.
It'll get you ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
my cousin threw it back the first one.
Yeah, heck yeah. So you did P90X back then? You well? When did you do P90X?
No, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
When'd you do it?
Y'all not hearing what I'm saying.
Wait.
All right, we talking about Napster.
Yeah.
And then I tell you, I have a 10-in-1 burner, and then I say, shout out to P90X.
Right.
Because you were burning P90X.
I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that. Oh.
He was helping others reach their potential.
Allegedly.
All I know is shout out to P90X. Now, I did have to buy one of those, you know, whatever that was.
Of course.
Because it was like 10 DVDs or something like that.
It's a couple DVDs.
Or something. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to put 10 DVDs on 4.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. I love it.
What?
Where you can you can compress it down and take like, you know, all the DVDs. That's what I did. My P90X, series that I did, I would put like 3 or 4 of the workouts on one DVD. You know, like it was like 10, 11 DVDs.
Right.
I compress it down to get like 4 of the workouts on one DVD.
Right,
maybe
right.
DVD set.
So this is what, well, I'm glad to hear somebody else saying, so I don't feel too bad about it when they come looking for us.
Please don't come find
your mind. Happy hour.
No, that was
this
a
is
long
happy hour.
Time ago. Ain't nobody trying to come out to
we
you
just trying to be happy.
But
you
look.
Know, and I didn't sell none of them. My roommate sold it.
I took a step forward when I was able to make like a little format. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the whole thing that you look at on DVD, like when you put it in and before you hit play.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I learned how to control that part.
So now the page where you got to choose.
Yeah, whatever,
stuff,
the home page, mm-hmm. call the it home, like that. Yeah, call it the home page,
the home
right?
page, if you
so
will.
So those four, you know, DVDs that you consolidated like 11 discs to or whatever like that, I had its own home page.
Y'all making me scared. Yeah. We're going to have to start a true confessions part of this show.
But yo, check it. I did that too. And then I did an Insanity series.
See? We not even going to do no more.
That I burnt.
What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome.
To keep y'all good, we going to keep it moving.
Because I feel like we about to get ourselves
in some hot water. Hashtags true confessions on Why Your Mind Happy Hour.
We talking about some piracy.
My goodness.
What's up, Miss AT?
So that's big news this week. Cardi B is pregnant.
What?
Apparently, she's due in July.
What?
Okay. National walkout day happened.
Yes.
All of my students who got up, walked out, said what they needed to say, put shoes in front of the White House so they could visualize and see how many children are being murdered in their schools. Like,
yeah.
Shout out to my students. Mm-hmm. Keep pushing. You are a next generation. Your voices deserve to be heard. Yes. Like, and thank you to those adults who are making it okay for them to walk out. and saying we support you, stand with you, we'll keep you safe as you walk out of school.
So just in case for the people that's just catching up, what, give a little bit about that.
So National Walkout Day, basically, in response to the Florida shooting, a lot of kids made the decision of, you know what? I'm done with this. It's time to put some things on the law books. I'm ready to change some things. We're walking out of school in protest of our safety. I saw this really sad post that said, you know, we're turning 16. It's our birthday, but we're scared to go to school because we might not make it out.
Yeah.
You know, anytime your kid is feeling that way, you have to be attentive. You have to. And I feel like National Walkout Day is one we should support. You know, they're fighting for their lives, literally.
They did a lot of stuff. And they were, like, making, like, words on the football field and stuff. And, you know, just making people aware of what's going on. I feel like this is longest after a shooting that we've actually stayed on it. You know
and
what
you
I mean?
Know who did it?
It's about a, after about a week, people start to, you know, start to wane. People start to go
and
to
it
other
wasn't
news.
Your lawmakers. It wasn't your senators. Kids. It wasn't your president. It was the directed, affected people from this event.
Right. Yeah.
It was our next generation. So shout out to y'all. Thank you for National Walkout Day.
What day is the march?
The march, I believe, is March 24th, the National March in D.C. If you are in the vicinity, please come out, support this. There are things that need to be changed. And I'll admit, the NRA's tweets, I'm not for them.
What are you talking about there? People don't know what you're talking about. NRA tweets.
Sorry, if you haven't been keeping up, the NRA has been sending out tweets in response to the walkout and things saying, we'll take care of our own gun laws, don't worry. Forgetting that they don't make laws. They are not in charge of anything. They do have lobbyists in place that hopefully our next generation will kick out.
That's all they're trying. They're trying to make money.
So make your stand. Yeah, make your stand. This is the time.
They're not principled. They're just trying to make money.
And I have some
news. What's the sad news, baby?
Toys R Us.
Toys R Us did close. Oh, crap. Toys R Us down.
They're also taking Babies R Us.
I didn't hear about that, man.
They are also taking Babies R Us with them. And now Claire's is closing. So for all of my 14-year-old girls who are wondering where to get
Claire's
pierced.
Is closing? I thought Claire's had us.
The icing?
There were new Claire's that came out.
There were, but Claire's is apparently closing as well.
I don't hear about
Toys R Us.
Man,
forget
some
Claire's. I'm talking about Toys R Us.
Toys R Us.
What's going on with that?
That was like Christmas.
Exactly. Remember you going to the toy store when you was a kid?
Oh, my gosh.
You go up in there. I mean, I could go in any place like Walmart. I don't give a crap.
It is not Toys R Us.
Toy section, nothing was like Toys R Us.
Oh,
that was different. That was different.
God,
I won't lie.
The whole store.
But is it only because of like Amazon and stuff like that?
But you know
what? Taking over everything.
But there is something for your kid to walk into a toy store.
Right.
Like, they don't have that experience hardly anymore. No more.
Mine
KB,
was the Barbie and car aisle. Like I had two, of course, very different interests. Oh. I knew that I had to walk to the back of the store, go three to the from the back, and that was my Barbie aisle. And then if I went over two more, that was my car aisle, so I could get my little Matchbox cars and my Barbies one swoop.
I wanted my Transformers.
Yes,
Optimus Prime was that was my hero, and I wanted my radio control cars, anything like that, anything with a plane on it.
I love
the Top
Toys
Gun was big back
so,
in the day.
I don't want to grow up.
Mr. UL really didn't like going in Toys R Us too much.
You didn't?
Why not?
No, because
was it because they made Jeffrey talk and that freaked you out? Because I really didn't like
I
it when he talked.
That
was scary.
Really,
Jeffrey the dang old giraffe. Scary,
that giraffe started talking.
Giraffe.
I have a Jeffrey.
Why did you go? What were you talking about? What you talking about, UL? Why did you want to go?
I couldn't walk out with anything.
What you mean you couldn't walk out with
anything?
Your mother
wouldn't let you buy enough?
Your parents too.
It wasn't that they wouldn't let me. I just knew what was going on.
A window shopper in Toys R Us?
Use a window shopper.
So I didn't go there too much, you know, because, you know, the windows kind of get tinted. So. But so I did get something. You know what I mean?
But
and it made,
you
me, it made me greater.
Walking
it jacked you up, though, going up into a Toys R Us and not be able to get none.
That was that.
That's why you just go up and start playing with stuff.
That would be a punishment.
That was the truth.
You can walk around Toys R Us, but you can't pick out nothing.
That was the truth.
Ooh, that would be better.
Like the game, the video game out, you know, back in like the 90s and whatnot. You know, you had like little Nintendos, your Super Nintendos and all that stuff.
I remember. Donkey Kong 3 came out, and they had the drums and the games where you could play in Toys R Us. And I would be there for like hours.
Another Kong 3 right over there sitting. I got Donkey Kong 3 for Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. You know, you got to go back.
Right now, I'm looking at my little old school. I got an old school Nintendo box sitting across the way from me right now.
I got Donkey an Atari, too. I'm just saying. So, rest in peace, Toys R Us. You brought us joy. We never wanted to grow up.
You just brought it to me. I didn't even know that, but I don't really care, so it's okay.
Did you always want to be a Toys R Us kid?
I didn't, actually. I'm just being honest. There's no hating, and I know there's people out there that know what I'm talking about and know how I feel, and at this present moment, me and Toys R Us wasn't one.
Do you remember Kitty City?
I do.
Turn that frown upside down.
Kitty City.
Maybe that was an East Coast
Kitty
thing.
City. That wasn't. Yeah.
That might have been East Coast.
They had those in Texas. I don't remember Kitty City.
Well, shout out to my toy stores. Keep holding on. Cause
no.
I don't know. If you run a store
open
nowadays.
Open up e-commerce and let it go. Yeah. Just
I don't know if it's a good thing.
Put it all in one warehouse. Let it sit there. Have another little building that looks like the show place.
Maybe.
And then after that, sell it from like there.
That could revive it.
Shut down all the places that you pay in rent for.
Amazon is changing everything.
Amazon is the only place making buildings.
It's the only thing doing anything right now, you know?
But they're the only ones making warehouses and
now
stores.
I think they're just doing that just for the fun of it because they don't have to.
Because they've done backwards.
Mm-hmm. Who buys buildings anymore if you don't have to?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing but leasing space.
Yeah, it's online.
It's because Jeff Bezos, who's the founder of Amazon, is the richest man in the world right now. And when you sitting on $100 billion, like he's worth over $100 billion. But when you sitting on that kind
of
money, just him personally,
yeah,
that's just his money. That's not even Amazon. That's his money right there. When you sitting on that kind of money, you know what? I think I'm going to open up me a store.
I ain't got nothing else to do.
Build a building and open the store because I can.
Why
not? You know what I mean? I don't put everybody else out of building, out of business.
I claim that everyone listening to this and everyone speaking on this will experience that one day. I got so much in the bank. Why not just get a building? Because I got the money to blow.
We know the people that actually heard that line.
I'm claiming that into your lives tonight. As I pour me some sweet peach.
My boy Jeff, he could pay off my entire student loan with literally like flicking a penny at me.
That'll
take me 20 years to do.
I actually read that some people are hoping that they can file for bankruptcy regarding their student loans. But I feel like I don't want to declare bankruptcy or my student loans because that might start some stuff I'm not ready to do, like in other realms of business. And, you know, I know my student loan people are looking for ways to get out from underneath. And now it's tax season. So everybody's looking at new tax laws, looking at new things, trying to change things up. So definitely if you are feeling the oppression, of loans, make sure that you check out new tax laws because there may be loopholes. I know, like, if you cook food for an event, you can actually write off the food you cook.
Trump does actually make a lot of loopholes possible.
Well, every law makes another loophole.
You know how to exploit
them.
But
I'm just, like, looking at the laws that he's passing based how it, like, relates to businesses. And I'm just, like, a fan of
outcome.
Not yet.
Like any law,
regulation, ain't no regulation,
right? True. Every law has a way around it. I know that sounds really terrible, but like there's always a loophole associated. If you make one law, you didn't account for something else, you know. So, shout out to my tax professionals. I hope you're getting some money this year.
You can start a business online for free.
You can.
There was a law that was passed. Like, right? You know
what
I'm
saying? Do your research.
You can start. So if this was the time for you to figure out, should I do it or should I not do it? Like, this would be the time to do it.
Jump.
Think about what's going on. Look at what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You have an opportunity to hurry up and do something before it gets too late.
And do something.
And then you can't do nothing about it and just continue to go back and be that same person that just tag along.
Yep. Check out grants. Check out anything you want to do. Now is the time.
Now is the time.
And apparently, Snoop Dogg felt the same. And he put out a gospel album.
I love it.
I believe
jumping
it's
around.
Called.
What's that? Wait. What we on now?
So no, apparently,
right.
You feeling nah, the same of like, now was the time to jump. He felt like you needed to do it. So Snoop Dogg dropped a gospel album on us. It is called Snoop Dogg Presents the Bible of Love.
Snoop.
Now, I haven't heard it yet. Is Don, what's his name? Bishop Don Magic Wand, is he on there? Because I know that he's like
I don't think the bishop was on there. No, I don't think the bishop was
but
on there.
There are like, okay, so I look at it like this. Before, you know, you have to really tread lightly when you step on certain things, right? So if you're going to do it right.
You can't come half.
Yeah, you'll get shunned and no one will like you anymore, period.
And see, I have always had an issue with that. I have always had an issue with I can record R&B music and listen to gospel, but I can't do R&B and gospel. I can't be both.
Right.
Or I can't be hip-hop and gospel.
Right.
As long as you're not getting too nasty with your other genre, though, you can do both. You can do both.
I feel like you could do both anyway.
No, yeah, anybody can do whatever they want
to
do.
Because if those buying it can listen to both, why can't I perform both?
Exactly. You know, just don't saying. Don't be little Kim on one end, you know, with your R&B and hip-hop.
You might not be able to do both.
And then be like, you know.
All you have to really do is go back to just being on the other end. Right?
And when you do your gospel, be respectful. And I know he's got a lot of like, hard.
I've officially listened to it on my way over here, and I really felt like I can really say that he really put his effort into making this album.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? I listened to it.
I mean,
and
he
got
some super heavy hitters on it. He got Patti LaBelle on it.
Yeah, he's kind of like the DJ Khaled of the music.
Clark sisters. Yeah, he got all kind of folks on there.
He's
kind
of like the DJ Khaled of the music in a sense where it's like.
That's crazy. He kind of is.
He found the right people to make the music.
And if you know you're going to do a gospel album, you know who to go to.
Yeah.
You get the Clark sisters. You get, know, you get Fred Hammond. You get some heavy hitters.
You get you know what I mean?
The gospel greats.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And then I had this conversation with somebody who I know that's a gospel rapper.
Okay.
And I asked him, because, you know, this is the time when you get to ask these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
A gospel rapper, you know what I'm saying? Now here, this is your lane.
Right.
And now you have somebody here.
And now you
who
have
has
Snoop.
This own lane who treads into your lane that actually might, you know, take you out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Or just show something different.
Just, you know what I mean? And I said, you know, before I even really got to ask him this question is because I really wanted to really, like, think about your answer before you get ready to say it. Because I really want to hear what you're really thinking. And, you know, he said that he just really would want to ask him two questions.
Okay.
And it was really just, you know, when you made the album, you know, what was your testimony?
Ooh. Were you at a place where you felt like you needed
what influenced you
album?
To do
to
it?
Make this.
Right, exactly.
What headspace were you in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next one he said to me was, so what's next, right?
That's true. Where
because
do you go after this?
Where do you go after this?
Being
testimonies.
Snoop.
And this is people just, this, excuse me, not people, but this is this gentleman that I was talking to that was just answering a question for just wanting to know why.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that's a big
question.
To
know if it's genuine.
And seeing where Snoop has gone in his journey,
of
like
course.
He's done the rap.
Yeah.
He's done the reggae.
He's done it.
He's done, and now we're stepping into gospel, and it's like, wait a minute. How much
grown?
Of this is money?
Right.
How much of this, you know, people do doubt your
intentions. No, of course.
Your intentions.
That's what this whole thing is about.
People grow up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When you're 18,
look
you
at
are Jay-Z. A lot different than you are at 36. You know what
or
I'm saying?
Or you should be.
And you're looking like that person. You're trying to be that person that walks into that box that says, Father, I have sinned.
And at the end of the day, that's all of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, who am I to judge your
that's
journey?
All,
maybe Snoop is in a moment where he was like, I just feel God speaking to me and I feel like I need to put this out.
We'll put this together. Exactly.
And
you know,
if my haters can't receive it, then that's y'all.
Yes.
Y'all
so
don't receive what God
it.
Has.
You know,
I'm
and
doing
don't try
this
to come
for me.
Me.
You
do you know,
all
right. just happen
and
to
don't
listen.
Don't try to come at me talking about my past and this, that, and the other. Because
that's not what I'm on.
Back in the day. But that was then.
Who are you?
You know.
What are you?
Without sin, cast the first stone. You know what I'm saying?
What if all of a sudden he just brings everybody into a church?
Yeah.
Because who?
I don't
even
say
who the messenger
if he
is supposed
it,
to be.
If he was supposed to do it or not supposed to do it.
Right.
But if he just brings everybody into church and now
and
the pastor gets
bring.
To teach people.
And he may be teaching people who would have never been otherwise touched.
How many of
had
you
they not heard
innocent
sneak?
People have ever brought someone into the church? Let me know right now. Hit us all up on our Wine Your Mind Happy Hour Facebook page.
Because this is the realness. Yeah. Right.
Let me know how many of y'all brought somebody into a church.
Right. Because like as, you know, I sing, I write. If I write gospel, it's because I'm in that mode where I feel like I need to talk to God, or God is telling me something, or I feel like I need to talk to his people. I need to get it out through talking to him.
That is why.
But I also do write hip hop. I also do write R&B. I also write country, you know, like, so does that make me any less worthy to sing gospel in your church, or my song be played in a gospel hour?
Because it's always supposed to be about the message.
It is.
I wake up every morning and turn on YouTube to put in some type of motivational speech or something
to get you
to
ready.
Go all the way through until I get ready to walk out that door. Mm-hmm. I don't know who those people are. I don't know where they're from. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about their background. Mm-hmm. But I know that their words make me move in such a way that when I'm ready to walk out that door, I mean, I'm ready to take on whatever.
That's exactly. Your armor. Mm-hmm. Just like when they say put that on the armor message. Of guard. That is your armor.
That mm-hmm. message.
Mm-hmm. You know? Because it could come through. You never know what people are going to take away from you. You never know what people are going to get. Snoop may have a message that if I was saying it, somebody, you know, Joe Blow may not get
right
the feeling from me. But if he hears Snoop going with the Clark sisters,
what
that might alter and change now, where he's going serious. In.
Exactly.
Right.
Someone who might have maybe been thinking, I'm going serious. To listen to Snoop talk about this thug stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, my life. You just changed my life, Snoop right. Dogg.
Maybe
you know what
serious.
I mean?
Because so I see there's up. Growth. I see
people
there's difference.
Up. We were just talking about that same kind of thing with Jay-Z. You yeah. know, with his 444 yeah. album, how all of a sudden, you know, you love he it. A grown man now.
I love
know?
It.
Snoop is a grown man.
I am
who
is right.
learning about himself.
This is what
and
you
coming
do.
To one, you know, coming to
this
in,
is what you
in
do
his zone
when
with
you
God.
Get
you know?
And I'm
exactly.
not surprised.
You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's a beautiful right. thing.
And I'm not surprised at the gospel album, because on Netflix, he has a show where he's talking about sowing seeds into these kids'
yes.
lives.
And his
through
him
football.
And his daughter. And his daughter
yes.
and stuff like that.
And
yes.
his children.
Yes.
And like, when you know
children,
better,
excuse me. Children,
you do
yes.
better.
Yes.
You know, so like, you never know. We are so quick to judge
yes.
and so quick to say
and forget the whole
your message isn't important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. of who you
forget
are
the
or the life
thing.
You led or
yes.
you don't know where who
you
could touch who could be touched
no
by Snoop's words.
You don't know who. That's my whole point.
Right.
That whole point right there.
You don't know who
it touched. Let's say, for example, you touch every Crip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's say you touch every Crip.
Man.
Man. And then change Crip's life.
You're changing lives.
The you're changing an organization. You're changing a history.
Yes.
You're changing.
For the better.
Because they didn't know that they can do that.
Exactly.
But when you they got didn't know they were welcome in God's house.
No one wants it to be perfect the first time. Who does mm-hmm. that?
And ain't nobody perfect. Get over
who
it.
Does
you
it?
Ain't
the first
we
time
ain't.
It's hard to like relate to you. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God,
it's
yes.
Perfect. I don't want to.
And
don't,
nowadays,
to
if
you,
you're
you
looking
no
at
struggle.
Evangelicals as far as like how God is supposed to be seen, I wouldn't take them at their word.
No.
They're not helping anybody.
Yeah. Not at all.
And my thing is, you can only account for your life when
always.
You get in front of that, you know, in yes. front of that book.
And if you're yeah. genuine about
you
it,
know,
you don't have to worry
I like that he's doing what he's doing with this guy.
Yes.
It took me by surprise somebody, you know, brought this album to
but
me.
But it's not
you're
the
like,
first
Snoop,
time.
Really?
It wasn't the first time, but it took me by surprise, you know, because, you know,
it's not the
Snoop
first
since
time.
The early 90s. And it's like, you know, it's crazy. I like what he's doing because it's crazy to see someone on that level.
Yes.
You know, turning his
yes.
life towards God, you know, even if he's been there for a long time. At least
right.
we didn't know about that in the mainstream.
Well, and
no,
you know, you're always thank God.
It's not his. It's not. A first time for it to happen.
No. Yeah,
right.
MC Hammer had it.
Definitely not.
Yeah, put out MC Hammer. MC Hammer had it.
I didn't know that.
I've got to pray.
Ruben
pray.
Studdard did it.
I didn't know that.
Pray.
R. Kelly did it.
Just to make it
that.
Today. Y'all remember that?
Ruben, you know, like you have your artist Fantasia's done it. And
done
certain
it.
Ones can cross over. If you've got that soulful voice, like Mary can do it. Kelly Price can do it. But, like, if you're a rapper,
your fam,
it's like, no, you only rap
fam,
about these
You know
things.
What I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The judgment piece kicks out.
Exactly.
Kick it out.
Are we going soft? He this, he that, who this, whatever.
No, he's praising God.
When you grown, you can do what you want. You praise
right.
God. You praise God.
And I bet you're going to buy that CD. And if you bought Yeezus, you probably should listen to Snoop.
Just
saying.
I remember that. You're good point.
Just saying. If you will take the Jesus of it all. Right, you might
we were just talking about Kanye the other day. Shoot me.
I'm already hip. I'm hip.
About like, you know, where.
I love his early stuff.
Because Life of Pablo, I have to admit, I have not gotten into. Right. And I was like, man, I got a Kanye album I have not even listened to. And I realized that Jesus. That was my line.
Right.
Because I was like, whoa. Right. Whoa.
You ain't God, bro.
I don't know if you could do that, dude.
Yeah.
And then he started talking about bleaching his butthole. I just couldn't. And, what was the video with him and Kim riding on the motorcycle?
I don't think the title.
It was four different songs.
The title didn't miss the album. It didn't match the album.
Okay. And he had a couple of
good album.
Okay, I will listen. It is added to my list.
It's still a good album.
I mean, we were talking about that, though. I was
but
like,
the
reason
match
I stopped listening to Kanye, because he started becoming just kind of like a douche in public. You know what I'm saying? It was just like the persona on the outside kind of made me sour on his music.
Okay.
And so that's not fair sometimes, though. Right. So I'm like, I'm years past from that. So I was talking to AT, and I was like, you know, I'm going to go back and listen to a bunch of Kanye's albums and just.
Because
like,
the old ones.
After what? You had the college dropout.
Graduation day.
You had the other one in between.
But they do say it. I'm not going
to
knock
and
that
I want to go back. I'm going to go back and listen to like started with 808 and Heartbeats.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm gonna start with that one.
808s and Heartbreak. There.
But I'm not going to knock the fact that Jay-Z said this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You don't like my new music, go buy my old album.
Old stuff, exactly.
Because my albums ain't gone nowhere.
Because now we just spoke about growth on Snoop. You know, this is a different growth on Kanye. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And I remember when LL was given the choice of like, okay, I'm married with kids, so what do I rap about? Eating breakfast at the eat cereal at the breakfast table.
You're
yes,
like
you can.
Mm-hmm. I feel like,
but people don't know that they can because there's not enough people who
doing it. Exactly.
And the funny thing is, you want an artist to be real and hear his story and their pain or her story and her pain and help her walk through it. But like when they give you something like this, and they're rapping, you're like, oh, I don't know if I could take that for real. Mm-hmm. Everything is up for grabs. Snoop is coming for his. Like, when I tell you he's about to change something.
And he's trying to do it, too.
It's genuine.
That's the thing. That's what I care about. Is it
try
genuine
something new.
It's
genuine.
And that's where
like
it comes
genuine.
In. Yeah. If it's genuine and heartfelt and he is really
you
trying
can't be mad
to change lives.
Be genuine. It's like a crackhead turning sober. It's like it's genuine.
It's a change.
It's genuine.
Change.
I hate to say it like that, but I want y'all to know
it's
what I'm
true.
Saying. Mm. Y'all drinking something right now. Everybody that's listening is drinking something right now. It's like a crackhead going sober. You can't get mad at the person because he went sober.
You can't
get mad at the person because of his history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's doing better.
He's changing his life. It's not up to you. It's not how
you
decide
to
do
no
it.
Control
it's
of
up
it.
To them.
It has no control of it. What if we go to the awards and that joint changes and somebody wins an award, right?
If Snoop wins for
best gospel or like a Dove Award or a Grammy for best gospel
I'm
rap
done.
Album.
I'm done. I'm just waiting until we get ready to do the show again and
that would
be talking
be dope.
About it. I'm ready.
Best gospel rap album. Snoop Dogg.
I'm chilling.
Oh, man. Oh, but you know, I'm kind of glad we had that conversation. That's always been a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah, it's real.
That you can listen to R&B and hip hop. Yeah. You can listen to rap.
It goes a lot deeper.
But God forbid if you're an artist that you ever cross that line of R&B and hip hop into gospel.
It
How dare you talk about God who you thank every time you win that award?
Yep.
It's amazing.
More power to him. Good job, man.
It goes a lot deeper.
Keep doing it, Snoop. Keep doing it, Snoop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it goes deeper.
So, I'm kind of glad that we talked about Snoop and trying new things. And one thing I wanted to bring up was communication and asking for help and like a motivational segment kind of moment. You know, we all have different dreams that we want to do. Maybe Snoop had to go and ask for help from the Clark, you know, from the Clark sisters.
I think there's somebody featuring on every song.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that means he had to reach out,
you know,
right, in order to get this goal done of doing a gospel album. Snoop had to ask for help.
Support.
Snoop had to ask for the support for. Can you support me in this moment and believe in me enough that we can put together something solid and put it out there?
I'm genuine in doing this. I want to do this. I mean it.
Right. And I need your help in order to make that happen. Yes, I think a lot of us are really scared to ask for help because we think
pride.
I'm supposed to know. We think pride. We think, you know, they're going to think I'm dumb if I don't know it. But there's no shame in asking for help if that's your goal that you want to get to, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know everything. Nobody knows everything.
And that's a form of communication, too, because it's so many. It goes so far.
And think of that network.
Just to help. Just to ask for help, peace. God, it's like.
You gotta get over that.
You know, you almost brought up to think that if you ask for help, you know what I'm saying, like you're failing.
And it's a bad thing. Right. We've made it seem like you don't know how to do that.
You less of a man or something like that. Like, you ain't manly. Like
you
ain't
do
strong.
What supposed
you got,
to do.
You got to ask for help. You
and yet, if I ask you about your background, you ain't done nothing either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you know what I'm saying? So
especially
now you're taking away me from asking for help to be able to get to that next level. You know what
then
I mean?
You
because
the
this
only
is
thing
what we do to
back.
Each other mm-hmm. when there's another group of people.
Exactly.
Let me just leave it like that.
Right.
There's another group of people that don't have no issue with telling you, no, let me know when you need some problem. When you have an issue, let me know. So we can go ahead and fix it before it even turns into something big.
Exactly.
And you never really get to really feel that. And you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's somebody that's telling you something that makes sense. Because
we always talk about getting over your fears and just jumping, make the step, do what you got to do. But like... And I find it in myself. You know, I have a lot of pride. I feel like there are some things I should just be able to do and make happen on my own. And I am taking, like, when we give these motivational moments, it's so funny how much I am talking to myself as much to the listeners that are listening with us. Like, ask for help. There is nothing wrong with jumping that hurdle so you can get where you need to go.
It's okay.
You know, take a breath. It ain't your pride. It is you wanting to network.
Yeah.
Like, learn how to word it. You know, hey, I just wanted to meet some new people, get some new ideas, start some new things.
Absolutely.
Oh, you do X, Y, Z?
Absolutely.
Let's see how that can play in. Mm-hmm. You know, and making your network bigger. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. We're all global citizens, you know, and the more we help each other, and I'm sure Snoop is trying to help others through this new venture and this
sure
new
he has
idea.
Some positive thing going on.
And I pray that it touches you. But like, don't be afraid to get your dream because you're too prideful to ask for help.
And don't be so quick to judge before you even. Like, there was people judging. They didn't even listen to the album.
You
it was
came
like
in the
Snoop
middle of my story.
And a gospel album.
Like,
what?
Come on, man. Get out of here.
Okay, how many of you all,
did
some crazy thing at one time in your life and decided to say, you know what, I'm older now and, you know,
wiser.
I shouldn't do this no more. And then, you know, like you just said, did you even listen to it?
No.
Do you even know where he's coming
people
from?
People have stuff in their head already about how they think it's going to be, what it's going to be.
The prejudgment.
You know, they prejudge based
on
what you did in the past.
13 tracks.
Not realizing
man.
That you
I think it's 13 tracks
I think
on
it's
there.
32 tracks on
is
there,
it
man.
Is it 32?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like a double disc.
It's like a Chris
type.
Brown CD.
I got to go back. Because I just turned on my iTunes and just played it. But either or.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the number amount, and if it's 32 versus 13, that makes it even that much better.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means he sat down and took the time.
Yes.
With each one of these different artists and planned it out.
32
and
songs.
Made a
32
plan.
Songs. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, all right.
So he asked for help. He made his plan and then he executed it. Like, you are nothing but a step away from that. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you want to create,
come on.
You're a step away from
Think
it.
Think about it. You remember when Michael Jordan, like, first decided to say he was going to play baseball?
Ooh, I remember that was huge.
And he was number 45.
That was
huge.
I remember that.
You know, just why couldn't you cross over from going from basketball to baseball?
Let's break them boxes.
They think that you don't take it serious enough because
you don't.
And they know you as this. It's just like in our own families when we get married or when you move to a state where no one else is. Let's say it's just you and your spouse. People around you only know you as you and your spouse.
Right.
But when you come home, you're someone's daughter, you're someone's mother, you're
of
someone's
course.
Wife, you're
of
someone's
course.
You're someone's brother, you're someone's son. You know, we have these boxes that we hold people in. And I honestly believe 2018 is about breaking them boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you something new. I'm going to show you something different. And that's exactly what Snoop is trying to do in this moment, I think.
It's nothing.
And I feel like it's one we all should heed. Like, break them darn boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Politically, people think they know who you're going to vote for and know which way you're going to go and know what to say to you. No one thought Black Panther was going to be a hit the way it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking over a billion. There is globally, a need. Yes. Globally. I mean, it's a great movie. It's a great story. When you put greatness together, look at Michael Jackson's Thriller. Thriller was amazing because of the time it was. He had the greatest producers, the greatest engineers, the greatest writers, the greatest artists.
Everything that it needed.
All at the same time. Yep. We can probably never recreate that moment. But like when everything comes together at the right moment.
Right.
And you too scared to ask for help.
Come on now.
You blocking your blessing. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Just got to put it out there. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not stepping on your toes while you're drinking.
No.
But I'm just saying. If you ready for your blessing.
No, you just made somebody just say, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
You better jump.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what just happened.
You better jump. And if that's you, shout out. Like, we're doing this podcast because we have some things to say. We think other people are thinking some of these things. Yeah. It's kind of like on Survivor's Remorse, which I'm sad to say is not returning, which is making me really upset.
No, it's not.
My heart is broken. But, you know, the podcast was things that I think that you should think too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's having conversations. Welcome to Happy Hour. Let's discuss.
Hey.
You know, let's make ourselves better in the process.
I look forward to trying to be the confirmation. Like, I want to be that voice when you listen to the show. That you all day you're thinking about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally you listen to the show at the last thing that you listen to and say, wow, I was thinking about that all day.
Mm-hmm. That has to be the confirmation.
That has to, because if he brought it up,
if, it's
if she brought it up, it then that Somebody means that must be it. That must be it.
Oh, yes.
So I want to know that you're not thinking by yourself, you all out here. Y'all, and you know what I'm saying? Listen, you can make it happen.
Yes.
Y'all like real inspiration. I'm just here to make some jokes every now and then. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got.
Hey, but look, but the jokes are good, too.
I'm feeling real inspired listening to y'all talk right now.
I'm feeling good, too.
I'll be honest, because while I write R&B and I sing R&B and I sing country and, you know, I do sing gospel, and it's, you can't tell me that you can't do both, because I've always done both. You can't tell me that just because when I'm married, I'm singing about loving my husband and being a good wife to my husband, that doesn't correlate to my relationship with God.
Right.
You know, because for me personally, and this is just me, God is involved in everything that I do.
Yes.
You know, because I've made that decision.
Right.
But I also feel like, okay, as much as I pray, I need to work.
Right.
So, you know, I can pray over it and ask God to tell me what he needs me to tell me. And go ahead and do the work that is done. That needs to be done.
Right.
You know, was it pray like it solely depends on God and act as if it solely depends on you. Mm-hmm. Or work like it solely depends on you.
That's strong. That's
I like that.
You know? So if you need to get to work, get to work.
Yeah,
he's going to get it done with or without you. And Snoop went ahead and followed it.
Looking at the rally, it's about that time. Hey.
What? Oh, jump, y'all.
Just for y'all to get on that grind.
So if you're following us on our Facebook page, we've asked certain questions. We put up Flavor in Your Ear if you'd like to go back and kind of reminisce on where you were when that song was played.
Craig Mack, young. Rest in peace, my brother.
Thank you for some great remixes,
You definitely did some new. You introduced some new stuff to some people that they're doing it today because of you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would just like to say.
Shout out to you.
Yes.
Just saying. Yeah, shout out to Craig Mack, man, definitely. Yes. And I'm glad we'll be able to be here to keep your name alive.
Yes.
You know, I hope one day that's what happens with us.
That would be dope.
You know what I'm saying? That we're not here and they still, they're keeping our name alive regardless.
I hope we're selling seeds.
They pouring some wine on the curb for us.
What? But only if it's that Gallo Family Sweet Peach or Sweet Pineapple
9%. Shout out to them today. They definitely dropped a good wine on us tonight.
So if you're following us, you've go ahead and answer our question. We asked, who would you pay $100 or more to see perform? Like, what artist live?
Me.
Would you see? Right.
I'd pay me.
Because I know Beyonce's coming. Jay-Z is coming on the Run Tour Part 2.
If they reanimated Michael Jackson, I'd pay $100.
See, I would love to see Michael Jackson live.
You know what I'm saying? You know
anybody living that y'all know?
Pull out the hologram. I bet folks pay $100 to see the hologram Michael Jackson.
Who would you pay now to see $100 of?
Would you pay $100 to see a hologram of Tupac and Biggie in concert together?
$100 to see me.
Man, I just pull off some old albums.
Everybody take that $100 out and give me two.
Mm-hmm. I pay $100 to see right now. I don't know who I should pay $100 to see
right
now.
All of mine would probably be old heads because I realized that all of my favorite rappers are dead. Like Biggie,
it would have to be like a major show. It would have to be like, I mean, it would have to be like a great show of like multiple greats.
I might need more than one.
$100?
Like an Eminem, Busta Rhymes. That would be a dope P.A.
Yeah,
concert.
Hip-hop for me. I love that.
That would be a great P.A.
I wouldn't even pay $100 to see them, though.
Right. Not individually. Love
maybe,
you, but.
Maybe I'm just cheap. I don't know.
Times is rough. You
know. Who would I pay $100 to see? I mean, who is worth that?
I have to. I feel like I have to
with
think.
With Jay-Z and Beyonce's concert, would you pay $100 to see Jay-Z and Beyonce?
As much as I would love to see Jay-Z and Beyonce, my life in the moment, the way my bank account is set up right now.
Oh, God, please.
I know who AT
is.
I know who AT is paying $100 to see.
Facebook. I know exactly who AT is. What you think.
I know exactly who AT is going to see pay $100. Usher.
Oh, he can write a song about a paper bag. I'd be like, it's blowing in the wind.
$200 to go see Usher.
Yeah.
And Rafters.
Love me some Usher. I done seen him. Wait a minute. Him and New Edition, I done seen like 4 times. I ain't going
to
lie. So while y'all contemplating.
How much did we go pay to see Boys to Men? We didn't pay $100 to see them. We paid like, that
they were amazing.
That was like 60.
Yeah.
Maybe 50.
But we were in Vegas.
That was in Vegas,
yeah. I gave Alicia Keys some money.
Because she's a musician, though.
I gave her. It was a nice seat. And
I went to see Sade.
And I think she was pregnant at the time.
Oh, so it was kind of recent.
She probably put on a good show, though. She probably put on a real good show.
I mean,
show.
She's a musician.
When has she never have?
Yes. Because I went to see Sade. And it was, when I tell you, she may come out on tour and put out an album every 10 years. But my Lord, it's a good one.
One that, yeah.
And John Legend was the opener. Oh, that was a dope concert.
How do you see
shout
that?
Out to
Legend as your opener,
right? Shout out to my girls who came with me. Man, Baltimore was up in there.
Are there any rappers you pay $100 to see?
Any rapper?
I don't know if I pay $100, I see any rapper.
I wasn't trying to go there.
I love rap. That's my favorite genre, but I don't know if I pay $100 to see any of them.
I'm going
to
say it like this. The way that my mind, not even my bank account, the way my mind is set up now, you know what I'm saying? No.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't pay $100
to
see. To
be honest with you, and I love, you know, I love my Jay-Z's. I love my Kanye's if I get a chance. And I love anybody. You know, I'm Kendrick. I love it.
Who's on
the $100 level? But the way that my mind is set up, knowing that I can see it on the TV screen.
And now that's the other half. We've made things so accessible now. I'm like, why am I paying $100 to come see you?
I mean,
when you're going to do an HBO show and it's going to be on HBO.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You might do the show live while you're doing it. So now everybody in the world that didn't get a chance to go to the show is on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I can look it up on YouTube 3 minutes later. Mm-hmm. Any SNL skit is right there.
I don't know. I don't think there's any
support your artist
right
though. Support your artist.
Yeah, definitely support
your artist. Because honestly, that's where they make their money. They make their money on toys. Like NSYNC.
Yeah, they've already proved
it. NSYNC made a teacher's salary when they had a number one worldwide CD.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was because of their contracts. They went out on tour, and that's where they made their money.
All
so,
I'm saying is, I'm like, I don't know, Stevie Wonder? I don't know.
I know.
Some old heads maybe pay $100 to see? I don't know. Madonna?
Don't.
I know Cash be paying that much.
Don't
to
say these high names and question if they're still getting paid. They getting
how
paid.
I think we looked up some tickets to go see Britney Spears.
That's different.
In
them bad
Vegas.
Boys was like $100-something.
She wasn't
dollars.
Together yet.
You know, don't talk about this is recent. Shoot, we was
it was a couple
Vegas
years ago.
In September.
Is this Britney,
B? Her ticket was $100. Shoot, would you pay $100 to see Britney?
Nope. Love you, Britney, but nope. Your production's amazing, but your last two albums, you weren't on there.
I am cheap. I don't know.
Well, as we ponder that and we drink our...
That's a really good question. I like that question. I like that question. That's a good one to think about.
I might have to continue that. We might have to think about this until next week.
I'm like, some genres ain't even worth $100. Like, nobody ain't worth $100.
Stop putting people on blast, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, while we're thinking on who we spend $100 on to go see and tour, maybe you're getting those on the run tickets. Let us know.
$100.
Unless I'm in the front row, right in the middle. That's different.
Right. That's a life-changing event.
Keep going, AT.
I'm just saying, life-changing event.
We talking about
in
the rap. That's come cash. You got to pay $100 to sit in the rap.
We going
to
talk about this when the show's over.
We might have to see that. Yeah, that might be. We might have to do an after show on this one.
I'll be on Tree Talk.
Oh, man. Well, y'all have a wonderful week. Thank you for joining us. Shout out to Gallo Family
Happy
Vineyard.
Hour. I hope y'all drank real good.
Because we did.
I keep wanting to call this mess Gallo. because it got two L's in it. It does. Like, is it Italian? Is it Mexican?
Like the Gallo?
I mean, excuse me, Spanish?
Wow.
I think it's wow. The Gallo, P.S.
It is Gallo. I know
you're going to drink a whole bottle myself, so I'm like, woo.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and cheers our way out.
Cheers, my people. This
Thanks
has been
for
real.
Joining
this
us.
Has been a good conversation,
Absolutely.
Y'all. Y'all been killing it.
Love
I've been sitting
y'all.
Back watching y'all talk.
Wind your mind.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. See y'all next time.
Next
it's
time.
Been real.
Cheers.
We about
Cheers.
To play that trap music and get y'all out of here. Mm-hmm.